time, I see that where you all have made some recommendations there in changing the process of the grant funds, which I applaud. I think it's the right direction, picking the most hazardous sites or the worst environmental sites that we have in the states that are most affected. The money had been distributed before a little differently, as you know, by tonnage. You know, how much mining was done, how much per ton. Then it was coming back in that same, where it was kind of a not really addressing the environmental needs. I think you're taking that step in the right direction from what I can see here. And you estimated there'd be some great savings on that. I would like to hear the savings, I guess, would come in. It might be, Mr. Secretary, that if you want Mr. Hayes, if he's worked on that end, or you, whatever you would think about that, how the savings are calculated.
Let me just say I appreciate the comment, Senator Mansell. What we're trying to do is to focus on the high risk areas, and especially these stuff.
Our state has a lot of old mining. Kentucky has a lot of old mining. Pennsylvania has a lot of old mining that really helped build the country. And I think it's a step in the right direction to clean that up and put it back in production, or we can do something with the land.
And I think that was part of the intention of SMACRA when it was passed, that we go after those old mines and get them cleaned up. And that's happening. I'm going to have either David or Pamela go over with you know enough about the process and how it's changed.
And if not, you can get back to me on that.
I think the savings center is gained from focusing on the intent of SMACRA, which are the coal mine issues themselves, as opposed to other deeds.
I interpreted it by looking at the now targeting the return on the AML money, the abandoned mine land money.
Yes.
Even though it was received from the tonnage that was produced, it's going to where the need is.
Right.
Where we've always said.
That's the primary intent.
And that savings would be that basically we're able to clean up and put land in production. I would assume that's the effect you all have. Is that all? Everyone agree to that?
That's correct. That's
now
right.
Where I disagree. You're afraid of that, right? The concerning the OSM and the Bureau of Land Mines, the merger, I can't find anybody that seems to be in favor of think this would be a good thing. I don't see the generation of savings for the disruption of how the operation and OSM, you know, it's been kind of a long-term relationship, learning how to work, try as a partnership working, making sure that there's a balance between the environment and the economy. Going into the BLM or recommending that merger, and I know you're doing it on trying to, as from cost effectiveness, and I can understand that. But, sir, on this one, I don't see the savings for what could be the downturn, having more regulations to the point we can't do anything. We have a hard time now.